Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor it is to be with you today. You know, we've been talking yesterday about healing and how we don't see that in the local church like we used to. And so I begin to think about that, and I begin to say, you know, I need to understand what's going on in the body of Christ, that we're not seeing that. There are people being born again, but why are we not seeing the miraculous miracles and the healings and the things that I believe is a part of salvation? You know, the Bible says in Luke chapter 10, verse 1, after these things the Lord appointed 70 others also, sent them two by two before His face into every city and place where He Himself was about to go. So we see here that Jesus told the 70, He said, I'm going to send you out by two into the place to where I'm going to go. And in verse 9 it says this, and He said, here's what I want you to do when you go out. I want you to heal the sick there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. In other words, this is before Jesus died and resurrected. He sent the 70 out and He said, I want you to heal the sick. He didn't say, I want you to pray for them. He didn't say, I want you to lay hands on them. He said, I want you to heal the sick and say to them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. In other words, we find in Luke 17, 21, lo here, lo there, for the kingdom of God is inside of us. So we see here that He said, I want you to go and I want you to heal the sick. Now, if God's putting sickness on us, then why did He tell them to go and heal the sick? Now, let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 19. And we're going to read this in the New King James Version. It says this, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, if you read this in the King James, it says, I'm going to give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Now, there's two word power. The first word power means authority. The New King James breaks that down. I'm going to give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. In other words, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So He said, I'm going to give you power or authority over serpents and scorpions, and I'm going to give you power over the enemy. In other words, John chapter 1, verse 3, and chapter 3, verse 8 says, and the Son of God come to destroy the works of the enemy. Now, what's the works of the enemy? The works of the enemy is sickness. So we see here, we can see this in the Amplified in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I've given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. So we see here that He said, I'm going to give you power to trample. I'm going to give you power over all the physical and the mental strength and ability over the power and all the power that the enemy possesses. That He's going to give us strength. He's going to give us authority. He's going to give us power that we'll trample on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means harm us. And then in Mark chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs shall follow those who believe. In My name they will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues. So we see here that the Scripture is very obvious about what God is saying to us. So this certainly, as we know, includes healing. So He said, I'm going to give you power over that. I'm going to give you power over sickness. I'm going to give you power over darkness. I'm going to give you all these things are going to happen. These signs, these evidences are going to follow those who believe. And in My name, they'll cast out demons and they'll speak with new tongues. So we see here that God is saying all these things are going to follow those who believe. Not pastors, not teachers, not preachers, but those who believe. So if we're believers, these things are going to follow us all the days of our life. So He said, I want you to heal the sick. Now, these are 70 people here, He's telling this, that had never been born again. Everybody, there was 19 miracles in the four Gospels. In other words, there's 19 healings that took place in the four Gospels. 13 of those healings, He said, by your faith you've been healed. Now, we understand that they're healed by their faith, but none of them had any faith because none of them had Jesus living in their heart because He hadn't died and resurrected yet in the four Gospels. So, what am I leading to? I'm leading you to a point to where you can believe that by faith you and I have been delivered from the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall destroy us. So He said, I want you to heal the sick. He didn't say, I want you to go pray for them. I want you to go talk to them. I don't want you to give them any teaching. I want you to just go heal the sick there and tell them that the kingdom of God has come near to you. So the kingdom of God with the disciples has come in near. But we understand that the kingdom of God is inside of us. So when we understand that the kingdom of God is where we're living, abiding, and moving now, we can understand why healing is a part of salvation. It's a part of the relationship with Jesus Christ that you and I are walking in victory with. Now, if we understand that, we can understand that the 70 went about, the 12 went about doing signs and wonders and miracles. Now, how did they do that? How did he want them to heal the sick? In other words, if it wasn't God's will for them to be healed, then why did he tell them to go heal the sick? So we understand that it is God's will for us to be well. It is God's will for us to walk in victory. It is God's will for us to have victory in our lives over the powers of the enemy. That's the beauty of grace.